Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for blessing us with newness this morning, newness of life, and keeping us in your presence and in your provision, in your plan, in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, family. It's Psalm 115 and it's verses 12 to 15.
The Lord has remembered us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both the small and the great. May the Lord give you increase, you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth.
Hallelujah. Just so thinking about this, you know, we're made by the Lord, fearfully and wonderfully made. We know that. And we know also he made the heaven and the earth. And when you just look at the heaven and the earth and you see how beautiful and wonderful and spectacular it is and how it's been put together with such intelligence, it's just beautiful. And it's also mind-blowing to think, how could we have even put him out of the picture in our lives at one time? And so it's just so wonderful to know also his word that opens all the his deep heart to us, like here this morning. Blesses to Barak, kneel down and adore us. So he wants to kneel down and adore us and our children and bring increase. He's got so much in store. And then I think of that wonderful word that says that his thoughts towards us is like the sea sand. Now that is big, that is broad, there's so much sea sand. So God is mindful of us and he's got so many thoughts of love and motivation that he wants to work in us so that it can be worked out. And this is the joy of drawing close to his word in the morning and then walking conscious of him in the day and in the evening reflecting on what have we seen, what have we experienced. And and then even in our sleep, you know, what has the Lord been saying to us? Because there as well he speaks about in the sleep. In the night, he awakens us and he puts words into our hearts. So we conscious, he's always there. And we need to be aware of us, all-knowing, all-powerful. And we don't want anything else but that which is laid up for our lives. And the thoughts that become your vision and therefore your faith is it's so great, eh? You know, I've been reflecting on the faith chapter, and there we see these mighty exploits that faith brought about, a beautiful story, beautiful adventure. Yes, testings at times, but they always came through their testings. And when you think of it, I mean, these guys never had seminars or no pastor, prophet, teacher, evangelist could tell them about. I mean, you just think about Noah. There was no sermons and seminars or a course on how to build an ark where there's never been rain. And yet that God knew how to speak to him. And isn't that beautiful? So he knows how to speak to us. And that's why the basic instructions that we get from becoming believers and then slotting in with the believers, that's good. And we must never forget that. And we must always stay stirring up our doing good to everyone, especially the household of faith. But there is so much that the household of faith still needs to see and experience and to walk in, because this world needs that which you are carrying, that which the glory the Lord has for you, so that it can bring about his kingdom on earth, his glory covering the earth as the waters cover the sea. So Yeah, so just draw close is what no eye has seen or ears heard God has available for you. I mean, you think of Moses. I mean, where could he, there was no seminar on how to become, to be born into a rich man's home and then forsake the rich man's home. Yeah, God done that. He let him be born into that in the first place. But then he had more in mind how to, he had to turn away from the riches that deceive, that bring false pride and false glory. And he had to listen to his God. And then what he'd done is mind-blowing. But that's the God we serve. That's the same Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that we find our life in. And the same, the beauty of Jesus coming here to set the record straight, because he was the master copy. We were predestined in him. And then the life that he lived was there to motivate us that we have also got that quality of life is available to us. And that quality of life came from fellowship, staying with God, and drawing from God, hearing from God. So be blessed to know you are here, and you are here at this time where we see the time for harvest. And why do we see that? It's because the time of harvest is when the tares are standing out bold and arrogant, and then you know it's time for harvest. But then at the same time, the wheat is bowed over, carrying the heaviness of their goodness. And we are the house of prayer. We are the house of prayer. The people of God is the house of prayer. And each and every one of us, we carry desires and beauty that God is wanting to bring into his barn, into his kingdom, into this world. So be blessed to know we are in such a unique and special time where it's necessary for you to draw close to God, awake to his working in you, and work it out with fear and trembling, because it's the Almighty God that made the heaven and the earth that has made you for a time such as this.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessing upon us and for giving us and our children increase. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.